at 11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. I'm glad you let me keep doing it. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in a roundabout, I have no clue how long, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Why don't I know even approximately how long it might be? Well, that's because I am recording this before I have put together the first portion of this evening's program, which is a free association that is taking place over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group right now. I decided to record the radio obituaries first while you all gave me words that I will then put a show together with that will follow this recording that I have done right now. It's very awkward for me. Very awkward. But I do what I gotta do sometimes, and that's what I'm doing tonight. So sit back, relax, do something. I'm sure I must have a free association intro that I'm going to play right now, which for me is probably in another hour, and for you is I don't know when, but it's all good right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You say you lost your job today. You say it's 4 a.m. and the kids ain't home from school
yet. You need free association.
You say your wife went out for a corned beef sandwich last week and the corned beef sandwich came back, but she didn't.
You need free association.
You say your furniture is out all over the sidewalk because you can't pay the rent. You got chapped lips and paper cuts and your feet's all swollen up and blistered from pounding the pavement looking for work.
You really need free association.
Is that what's bothering you, Bunky?
We love your little words, you bubbly little nerd. Nouns, adjectives, and verbs, the best we've ever heard. Thank you for your words, they are just superb. Now here's something I think you need, and it's free.
Song. We've never done this one before, so we'll give it a shot here. Try my good old drink. Any more jokes? We need a joke. Do worms have ears? I was sitting outside today. Big old ears. I mean, I yelled at a worm today and he ignored me, so I guess he doesn't. But. I don't know what I was yelling about. I'm usually nice to worms. In fact, I'm always nice to worms. I don't fish, you know. I use spinner bait. No, I don't fish. I love worms. All right, this one's called Bluebirds in Michigan. Speaking of worms. Thank you.
a bartender, I'll buy a round again. We'll pose a toast to that song by Loretta Lynn. Here's to the girl with the bluebirds in Michigan, baby.
Songs are pretty short, so.
Turn it down.
Turn it down.
My baby. let me tell you. I see you girls checking out the trunk. I see you girls checking out the front of my trunk. I see you girls looking at my junk, then checking out my rump, then back to my sugar lumps. When I shake it all up. You probably think that my pants have the mumps. It's just my sugar lump bump a bump. They look so good, that's why I keep them in the front.
All the ladies checking out. They drive the ladies crazy.
All these bitches checking out my britches. Put them in a trance when I wear track pants. My dungarees make them hungry. They roll with the moon when I don pantaloons.
My sugar lumps are two of a kind. Sweet and white and highly refined. Honey's try all kinds of tomfoolery. To steal a feel of my family jewelry. My cannibals cause a kerfuffle. The ladies they hustle to ruffle my truffle. If you party with the party prince, you get two complimentary after dinner meals.
Girls surround me when I'm standing on the stoop. Give me gifts like free chicken soup. Book tokens, free chicken soup. Standing on the corner going. We see you girls checking out our trunks. We see you girls checking out the front of our trunks. We see you girls looking at our junk, then checking out our rumps, then back to our sugar lumps.
Store, doing my thing, when in walks a guy with his dick in a sling. I'm like, holy shit, what happened to you? He said, how much will you give me for the family jewels? I said, $10. He said, no way, $10 and a frisbee. He said, okay. Then I took his sugar lumps and put them up in a display and sold them as hacky sacks later that day.
All the ladies, they want a test of my sugar lumps. Sweet sugar lumps. All the ladies, they want a test of my sugar lumps, yeah.
Since I'm at home and I'm at my desk, I can take a little nap just sitting in my desk chair. I like that. Just 10 or 15 minutes and then I'm fine. I can get back to work. I don't like to make a big thing out of it and go lie down. That's too serious and more than I need. I could see how people could maybe lie down on the couch, but getting in bed is way too involved, too big a commitment, and it means sleeping for a while. You know, Ron, when he takes a nap, he changes into pajamas and goes to bed. I could never do that. Of course, check with me when I'm Ron's age.
I raised you 200.
Come on, boy, beat him, man.
Hey, Cincinnati, people say you're good, and I think you're the best I ever met. But when I'm around, you're second best. Cincinnati kid!
My name, Cincinnati Kid. Huh. Play your hand, baby. I think you're bluffing. Huh. I'll raise you 200 more. Anyone, anytime, any place, anywhere. Come on, Cincinnati. Poker is the game. Royal flush is my name. I think you're bluffing. Why don't you see me then? I'll raise you 300 more. Listen, kid. That little town like Manchester and the outskirts of town belong to you. But this here London town belongs to me. Hey, Cincinnati, people say you're good. I think you're the best I ever met. But when I'm around, you're second best. I'll raise you 300 more. Huh? Good. Thank you.
good, huh? Work for me, baby, huh? Poker is the game. Royal Flush is my name, baby, huh? Hey, Cincinnati. People say you're good. And I think you're the best I ever met. But when I'm around, you're second best. Maybe believe that. Huh?
Right now, by the miracle of recording.
Hi, boys and girls. This is Mr. Magic.
Here's a magical game we can all play.
Hi, boys and girls. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, boys and girls. Boys and girls.
And presto.
In your book with the storyteller, and when you hear this signal...
Ouch!
Be careful with that needle. It scratches.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Is caved in, head is caved in, knees are buckled, I'm a wreck, go up with window shade, carry big wooden club, stone club, carry diner's club, looking for woman, caved out woman, I don't make dates, I break dates, ow, and when I find her with club on her head, drag her into cave with wall to wall bone, ah!
Ooga laga bingo boo!
Crocodile fricassee, marinated tiger, chopped lizard liver, giraffe goulash on half shell. Oh, but still hungry! Hungry for woman! Ha! If woman young, I give her to one of my sons. Who my son, the witch doctor. Also, son of witch lawyer. Oldest son, witch dentist. 32 teeth, all in front. And with a drill.
Ooga laga bingo boo. We'll use ambula. Ooga laga bingo boo.
One more time with squealing.
Ooga laga bingo boo. We'll use ambula. Ooga laga bingo boo.
Ah! Ooh! Caveman, have fever. Fever? Ooh, 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 ooh. Pat him on the bibbick. Jungle fever. See mirage. See two-car mirage. See woman running with birthday suit. Which it was my birthday. Beautiful long blonde hair. All on upper lip. Mustache. Be back. Caveman see dinosaur. Caveman see Batty Page. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's that in jungle? A beast. No, it's a bird. No, a hound. No, no, no. It's my cave woman. Cave woman.
a key. Un soleil a tombé par terre, brûlant comme à la morricière. À la surface de l'horizon, je contemple la situation. Je vois le ciel incandescent, le blanc du sable étincelant. Je vois passer le troisième âge, les obèses et les enfants sages. Sur la plage en ébullition, des glacières de compétition. Une profusion de pastèques. Des filles qui ondulent en chanclette. Vêtu d'un maillot de panthère, j'ai pris mon allure de croisière. Allongé sous un parasol, je mâche des graines de tournesol. C'est l'heure où le long du rivage, les Allemands sont en nage. Voilà que commence le défilé. Des malabars en bijoutés. Dans l'air flotte un parfum étrange, d'eau de lavande et de beignets. Il est temps d'aller se baigner. 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 Il est temps d'aller se baigner.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank from Babyland. Still haven't listened to this evening's program. I'm still pre-content at this time. So I don't know what I played. So was that 30 minutes? I don't know. You got me. Oh, you got me, all right. But I'm sure we're having a lovely free association right now. I can't imagine that we're not. Hopefully I had a lovely time putting it together for you. In the future, from now, in the past, from your now, you, the listener. But because I don't know anything that's going on, I think I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about it right here. And I'm just going to move right on, back to the silliness, because I know how you feel about free association. You really love it. But let's see what happens next. Right here, at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Past your window last night, I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well,
I was thinking about birds. Just about birds. And I was thinking, whoever thought of feathers must have been a bird. Think how quick they are. It's more than just absurd. You flittering and fluttering there, high up, midair. Or perched with wary eye, watching out for cat, wishing you had radar. Like that sleeping bat, hanging upside down, hidden high up in this trembling tree. Wonder if you sometimes wonder, is someone watching me? Some peeping tomcat down below with hypnotizing eye. Please be careful, little bird. You're much too young to die. Whistle tunes to hide your fear. Anything, anything will do. Sing the songs your mother taught. How beautiful of you to fill the shining, vibrant air with bravery and song. Some things, like your singing, may they last as long as days of flying south and north have lasted. No, longer still. Old Father Time, get lost, get blasted. Wherever happy hope begins, let it last until the god of birds in some sweet high-up heaven, by the magic of the perfect number 7, ordains we sing each day, each week away. Longer still than that, make singing safe and sound. O god of birds, go bell the cat. Yes, romantic me, below this bird-filled tree, I pray your lilting song be forever free. I hear you, high above my head, and whistle back from down below. My whistling is a language you can never know. Fine feathered friends, I watch this day, repeatedly simplified by that same cliché, birds of a feather do flock together. I watch you in your sky, in any kind of weather, hollow-boned and zooming through the feathered air. Within this shifting, insubstantial everywhere, the fashion of the day, it doesn't bother you a bit. You wear the plumage time has made to fit. No fashion shows in Paris, New York, or Rome. You fly about in feathers, in what you wear at home. No need for you to set the latest trend. You wear the same, from very start to very end. And when it ends, the song that now is singing you, please don't be sad and don't be blue. From any angle, be it wide or narrow, remember what old Shakespeare was said to say. There is a special providence in the fall of the sparrow. There has to be. It happens every day.
Thank you. Why me?
Why me?
I'm tourist.
Yes, fine, fine, yes, fine.
And why me?
Yeah.
The question is why me, not you, but I. If you ask me another day, I'd try.
Why me?
Why me? Why me?
I'm gonna ooh, ooh. The question is why me, not you, but I. If you ask me another day, I'd try.
Kinds of things, and
say why me?
The question is why me, not you,
why me?
But I. If you ask me another day, I'd try. Ooh, I'm gonna
I would have an explanation of the exercise first, which I was involved in.
Why me? 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 Why me?
I got a little secret that I wanna say to you. There ain't nobody sweeter that I'd rather be true to. Save the little money, 'cause I got a little plan. Now don't you get a feeling, now don't you understand. When I see you smile, I shake inside. I'm almost hypnotized. So I went and bought a ring just your size, 'cause I got a little secret. I got love, it's custom made for you.
The beach is a good place to pick up girls because you can really see what you're getting. Most beaches are crawling with chicks, and they're all there for just one reason, to get a terrific tan so they'll look great and attract all the men they want. But why wait till they've got the perfect tan? Why not pick the best-looking chick right off the beach and have a really great afternoon in the sun? Remember, that's what she's there for. And because girls are more self-conscious about their looks, there'll be more chicks than guys catching the rays on the beach any day. This works in your favor because it makes the girls competitive for the guys and easy pickups. Just pick out a pretty girl, put your towel down in her line of sight, and spread out your gear. Let her see that you're well-equipped with a radio, thermos of drinks, and magazines, so she'll know you're a serious sun worshiper, too. Don't let her know yet that you've noticed her. This is easy because her eyes will probably be closed against the sun until she hears you unpacking your gear. Settle down and then take out your empty suntan oil spray. Shake the can angrily, making as much noise as you can as you pretend to discover it's empty. When you've got her attention, notice her noticing you. You probably won't even have to speak first. This is such a perfect pickup technique. That's what happened to Paul at Malibu when he settled down near a leggy chick wearing just a string bikini.
Are you out of oil?
Yeah. I thought I had a full can, but my sister must have used it all when I lent it to her. And the sun's really fierce today.
Well, would you like to borrow some of mine?
Say, that would be great, but are you sure you have enough?
I always carry extra.
You're very smart.
First, Paul's already let her know he's generous by making up that story about lending his sister his suntan oil, while actually his can's been empty all summer. But more important, he's the first guy on the beach to ever tell this great-looking chick she's smart. He doesn't even mention her fantastically soft-looking breasts pushing out of her bathing suit top. He can tell her that later. Right now, she's proud to lend him some oil because he's noticed how intelligent she is to have brought an extra supply. Girls like to have their intelligence appreciated as well as their bodies. Then Paul goes over to have a closer look at this chick holding out the oil to him.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Are you sure you can spare it?
Sure, take all you want.
I'll put it on here so you can have it right back.
That's all right. Take your time.
You've got such a good tan, you must live on the beach.
Yes, I share a house with some other stewardesses.
When Paul learns the girl's a stew, he knows what to do next because stews are trained to serve men. So he pretends to have trouble spreading the suntan oil on his back.
It's hard to spread this stuff on my back. Do you think you can give me a hand here? I can't get it right in the middle.
Sure, hold still. How's that?
Feels great. I couldn't have done it without you.
Paul's no novice at this pickup. He knows perfectly well how to oil his own back, but he also knows that all girls want to be helpful and feel needed. In 5 minutes, he's getting a back rub from this fantastic chick who is falling out of her tiny suit over him, and she still doesn't know she's being picked up.
I'm protected now. But your back looks kind of dry. Let me do it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Just undo your strap and I can get it around.
Okay.
How's that feel?
But Paul doesn't have to ask because he knows he's a terrific back rubber. Who isn't? And the chick is literally in his hands. He can feel the supple muscles of her back tensing and relaxing under his sure fingers.
That feels wonderful.
It's important to work the oil in. There. That about does it.
So fast.
She wants more. Paul really knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Now that she's relaxed and ready, he throws her the pass.
I'd like to pay you back for the suntan oil.
Oh, forget it. I'm glad I could help.
I just can't forget it. You saved my skin. I'll tell you what. Let me give you a frosty drink from my thermos. It's the least I can do for you.
You don't have to do anything.
Please. I insist.
Well, just one would be refreshing.
And how can she resist? When she struggles to do up her bathing suit straps, she flashes some nipple, but Paul keeps cool. He gives her a hand up, and they go over to his towel. Now he's got her on his own territory. She's his already, and they haven't even had that drink yet.
Here's your drink. I'm glad at least I remember my thermos.
I'm glad you ran out of suntan oil.
Me too.
And where does this beautiful relationship go from here? Anywhere Paul wants it to, and all because he made this luscious chick feel special because he noticed her intelligent planning. Try it.
Oh, A daddy bear, and one was a mama bear, and one was a wee bear. One day when out walking in the deep woods of stalking, came a little gal with blonde hair. Yes, of course. Now her name was Goldilocks, and upon that door she knocked, but no one was there.
Tell us more, Daddy.
I'll tell you, son. So she walked right in and had herself a time. Cause she didn't care. Soon she got sleepy, went to bed upstairs. When home, home, home came the three bears. Someone's been eating my porridge, said the daddy bear. Someone's been eating my porridge, said the mama bear. Hey, Bobbery Bear, said the little wee bear. Who's the girl that's broken my chair? Someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the daddy bear. Oh, someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the mama bear. Bear, Bobbery Bear, said the little wee bear. Who's the girl that's broken my chair? Just then, Goldilocks woke up, broke up the party and beat it out there. Bye, 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 said the daddy bear. Goodbye. Bye, said the mama bear. Hey, Bobbery Bear, said the little wee bear. So in the story of the three bears. Children, whatever you do, don't go down to the woods tonight, because the bears will get you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Can one wear uncanny hats? Can one wear the hats? Can one wear feathers?